Markets ended the week lower as investors digested stronger than expected US jobs data, an escalation in Middle East tensions, and a pullback in tech. The US labor market showed unexpected strength in May as non-farm payrolls increased by 172,000, more than double forecasts, while the unemployment rate held steady at 4.3%. The stronger than expected jobs data reinforced expectations of rates being higher for longer, with the rates market pricing in a hike in October. Tensions in the Middle East have escalated over the weekend, with Israel striking Iran, leading to the Houthis imposing a ban on Israel in the Red Sea. Consequently, the price of oil is trading higher this morning, with Brent crude sitting above $97 a barrel. The US stock market also got another massive listing plan as Anthropic beat OpenAI, filing for an IPO last week. OpenAI is expected to file its own IPO paperwork in the coming weeks. SpaceX is expected to begin trading this Friday after pricing one of the largest IPOs in history. The company is seeking to raise about $75 billion with a valuation of over $1.75 trillion. Also expected this week is US inflation, European interest rate decision, as well as Apple's annual developer conference. Focus will be on US inflation on Wednesday, which is expected to pick up to 4.2%. PPI will be released the following day and will provide another read on inflation pressures. In Europe, the central bank is expected to hike rates by 25 basis points, while in Canada, the central bank is expected to keep rates unchanged. In the UK, GDP is expected to contract 0.1% month over month, and in China, inflation is expected to increase to 1.3%. Outside the equity market, the FIFA World Cup kicks off on Thursday, with South Africa playing against Mexico for the opening game. Turning to South Africa, the Absa PMI remained in expansion territory in May, despite the moderation in business activity. Earlier demand had been supported by purchases being brought forward ahead of anticipated cost increases, but this effect faded during the month. Encouragingly, expected business conditions continue to improve, pointing to stronger sentiment going forward. Business confidence, however, weakened in the second quarter, retreating from its first quarter levels as escalating tensions in the Middle East and higher oil prices weighed on sentiment. In the week ahead, focus turns on first quarter GDP on Tuesday, where growth of 0.4% quarter on quarter is expected, followed by April mining and manufacturing production data on Thursday. That's it for now. Have a great week.